On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Mary Jane Peters. More people have climbed to the top of Mount Everest than have rowed boats across the Pacific Ocean. But a new race may change that. The Great Pacific Race is the first ocean rowing competition on the Pacific. The inaugural event kicks off Monday in Monterey. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Jim Bauer's muscles are all that power his bright yellow ocean rowboat. He sits on a gliding seat, pushing his legs back and pulling the oars toward him, propelling his boat away from the Monterey Wharf and out into the bay.
It's going to be windy out there, I can feel it.
We're headed for a test run before the Great Pacific Race, a 2,100 nautical mile human-powered trip from Monterey to Honolulu, Hawaii. Today, Bauer stops after rowing about a mile.
Just having this view from the ocean, it's a feeling of isolation, of course, but it's a good feeling. It's freedom.
Bauer is a 65-year-old pool maintenance man from San Diego. He says his upcoming journey is something he's dreamed of since he was 11 years old. That's when he read about Frank Samuelson and George Harbaugh in his encyclopedia. They were the first to row an ocean. They crossed the Atlantic in 1896.
The fact that they had the courage to do something like that.
Bauer is the oldest of 32 competitors in this race. Some will row in teams of four or two, and a few, like Bauer, will row solo. So making sure everything on this boat works is all up to him.
Let's see if we can make the water maker function.
Okay. The boat is equipped with a machine to desalinate seawater. It also has a satellite phone, GPS, and anti-collision equipment.
Most of these boats are actually better equipped than several transocean yachts.
That's race organizer Chris Martin. On shore, he stands next to an ocean rowboat docked in the marina.
You can see these black sheets all over the cabin roofs. Those are solar panels which power everything on board.
He says crews will leave Monterey with everything they need to survive the 30 to 90 day journey, including freeze-dried food, an emergency water supply, and backup equipment like an extra set of oars. Because once out on the Pacific, they are only allowed to receive communication support. Any physical support disqualifies a team. Martin understands the challenges and rewards ahead. He's rowed solo across the Atlantic, and he was part of the first pair to row the North Pacific from Japan to California.
You know, so much has been done in the world. There's been more people in space than have rowed an ocean. It's one of the last great firsts left on the planet.
He hopes this race will increase the popularity of the sport in the U.S., but there is a cost barrier.
So, hi, I'm Elsa Hammond. I'm rowing solo in this race. I'm 29. I'm from Bristol in England. My budget was £100,000, British pounds, which I'm coming in under that.
The largest cost is the boat. Then there's supplies, insurance, and the entrance fee. To help cover it all, Hammond is selling mile sponsorships, hoping that each mile rowed will be in honor of an inspirational woman.
And we've got a whole section on the website with names of the women and all the reasons why people have dedicated miles to them.
Back on shore, Jim Bauer says he saved some money by buying a used boat. He's also sponsored by Row for Hope, a cancer research charity, and he's put some of the cost on his credit card, but without any hesitation to accomplish this lifelong dream.
You know, I want to cry now sometimes. Sometimes when I really think about doing it, I'm very emotional because it is something I thought about my whole life.
Bauer and the other crews are scheduled to start that journey of a lifetime Monday morning. He expects to complete his row in 70 days or less. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.